You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027.
Well, we know most of South Africa's children have already lost around 3 months of formal education due to the COVID-19 lockdown. And children whose parents or caregivers have been able to take on the role of educator may have been able to keep up with the curriculum, but the break in schooling will have had the greatest impact on children who live in poverty, who don't have access to online tuition. And that really is the majority in the country. I'm joined now by Andrea Juan, who's a research specialist at the Human Sciences Research Council, to talk about the impact that this has had on children and to provide parents and caregivers with some tips on how to help their children catch up at home. Andrea, we know that ECD, or early childhood development, is critically important. To what extent has early childhood development been disrupted by this pandemic?
Hi, Michael, and good evening to your listeners. I think the lockdown has had a tremendous impact on children, and in particular on children who come from impoverished communities, as you said. For these children, schooling has stopped, and because there doesn't seem to be this culture of learning within the homes that our research is showing, we're losing this critical period in a child's development because schools and ECD centers have closed.
What is your research shown in terms of the ability for parents to at least help children in this difficult time? Because we know in South Africa there are many single parent households, and as the economy has opened up, there might not be the parent or a caregiver at home to be able to help with any ECD programs at home. What is your research revealed on that front?
So our research was actually conducted a few years ago, and its primary aim was just to look at what activities parents could conduct in the home with their children to, develop cognitive reasoning, thinking and those sort of skills, and whether it would have an impact later in life. But with the lockdown, we see that firstly, those parents who were at home and who were taking on the responsibility of being a teacher were under tremendous stress because they were expected to become, subject people who were know the subject, and I think they really started to appreciate teachers and their subject knowledge. But now that the economy has opened up, you're right, there are kids that would be staying at home without that supervision of a parent and without, a structured day. And I think what's important for parents who are going to work to kind of have this culture of learning in the home. So try to make a structure for the day, a timetable for the day, where the child is set certain tasks, even if they're not related to schoolwork or curriculum.
Hi, Andrea. Sorry about that break in transmission. Just give some tips on what sort of activities parents or caregivers can do with their children to help stimulate their learning ability while at home in that early childhood development phase.
Yeah, so I was really focused on low-cost and no-cost activities because children will be exposed to. But we want to have activities that you can do with your child that don't need any resources and just use what you have in the house. And sometimes there is as simple as just telling a story, but engaging stories where a child uses their imagination and are not just told a story, but have to tell a story. We can ask children to collect shapes around the house, bring you two triangles from around the house. Sometimes just using those free adverts that you get at shopping centers where you cut out pictures and ask the child to sort shapes or sort colors. These are very simple things that I think every household can afford to do and should be doing just for that to start that cognitive development and make sure that it hasn't stopped just because children aren't at learning facilities.
Andrea Juan, unfortunately not on the baseline there. We're going to have to say goodbye. Research specialist at the Human Sciences Research Council, talking about the critical role of early childhood development and what parents can do to help their kids catch up at this time.